our feature Rules of Life, today's rule, dedicate your life to something. Yesterday we spoke about knowing what counts and what doesn't. And what you, once you know what's important and what is not, then you need to take some serious decisions in your life. You know, I read something interesting last night. They say, if you know that your soul is the most important thing that you will be taking with you in the journey ahead to the everlasting life of the year after, then your soul has to be the best part of you. Most of your effort has to be focused on improving your soul, because that's what counts. That's what you are going to take forward when you go ahead. Now, we all have broad objectives and goals in life. You know, if somebody were to ask you, what have you dedicated your life to? You would say, I have dedicated my life to making my Allah happy, or to being obedient to my Allah. That's fine. Not only is it fine, that's necessary and imperative as a Muslim, but beneath such a broad objective, you need to have sub-objectives. You need to have certain specific goals and objectives. Okay, your ambition in life is to please Allah. That has to be the ambition of every person, every Muslim. To please Allah, tabaraka wa ta'ala, to abide by the Sharia, to follow the Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But what are your specific goals? How are you going to spend your life in a way that would constitute pleasing Allah? Some would say, I'm going to spend my life dedicated to serving the orphans. Others would say, I would spend my life dedicated to seeking knowledge and imparting knowledge. For others, it would be to use their profession to earn the pleasure of Allah by assisting others via their profession, whatever it may be. But there needs to be a yardstick. You need to have certain goals in your life. It's not something that you will trumpet and you will mention to all and sundry. Some people, their sub-goal in life may be, I want to make people happy in my life. So every day in my life, that's my yardstick. I went to work, yes. So when you say you want to make people in your life and that's your goal in life, it doesn't mean you sit by the roadside the whole day and you smile and give people sweets and give them money to make them happy. You carry on with your life, but you have a particular yardstick now. I'm using that example of making people happy. So every day, at the end of the day, you will sit and reflect for a moment and ask yourself, okay, I went to work. At work, did I perhaps see a colleague of mine who was feeling a bit down and try and make him happy? There was a client who came who had a problem. It was a minor problem, but they were really, you know, flustered and worked up. Did I try and make them happy? Okay, I went to the masjid. Somebody there was looking a bit down. Did I do something there to make somebody happy? I went to the shopping center. I came home to my family. Was my conduct such that I made people happy? So you've got a yardstick, and you need to have that yardstick in life. Otherwise, you just float through life. So today's rule, dedicate your life to something. Dedicate your life to something. It brings us to 5 minutes before 9. That's it for this morning's edition of Sabah al-Muslim Drive Time. It's been a busy program, the busiest of the week, but busy programs are the ones I enjoy most. From myself, Suleiman Rabat, and all of us here at Radio Islam International, fi amanillah, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.